You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Well, before I let you go, I wanted to talk to you real quick on Chris on the Mat on Turnbuckle Trash. I just wanted to talk to you, Chris, because I've been watching this backlash against Roman Reigns. There is just such a backlash against this man. Why, as someone who is not a hater of Roman Reigns, why the backlash against this man?
Well, I believe the backlash is coming from the fans because he has been shoved down the throats of all the fans right now. They're making him to be this golden boy that can win the title. And the only person that Roman Reigns can't beat is Brock Lesnar. And I don't know really what started it. I mean, I figured since he was a part of the Shield, he was going to be this Stone Cold Steve Austin babyface, but now he's turned out to be this person that's supposed to be a babyface, but every time his music hits, all you hear is boos. That's it. Nobody likes him. I mean, if I was him, if I was the WWE, I would have brought him in as a, he sells nothing. He's impervious to pain. He's quiet. He doesn't cut promos. He just stands there and just looks like a bad man. But they didn't do that. But I don't really know why people hate Roman Reigns. Like I said, okay, think about Dwayne The Rock Johnson or The Rock. When they brought him in the first time, they shoved him down the throats of the fans. And then what happened? Die, Rocky, die. Die, Rocky, die. And then he became part of the Nation of Domination, and then The Rock came in. And then he was the greatest thing that they ever had, was The Rock. Yeah. So that's what they need to do with him. They need to get rid of this Roman Reigns stuff and find something else for him, but who knows? I mean...
Yeah, there could be a heel change coming up pretty soon with them. And I think that would be the best thing for him to become the heel, to become the guy that just doesn't care about the fans. Kind of like Samoa Joe's character right now. But I got to tell you a quick story, Chris.
Go ahead.
A few years ago, I met Ron Simmons at Comic-Con. Now, you know, I paid him to sign an autograph, and I took a picture with him with the belt and all that. But we started talking. I mean, just talking. We talked about The Rock. And Ron Simmons says, yeah, I had to get Dwayne and get him behind the scenes to teach him how to be the character that he could be. So of what you saw with The Rock is thanks to Ron Simmons. And by the way, what a gentleman. He was so nice to myself and my wife. He had his College Football Hall of Fame ring, and he let my wife wear that. He let me put on the championship belt he had with him. He was just a real gentleman. But back to Roman Reigns, I think that you've hit the point that it's hard for someone to be a face if they don't have the mic skills. Right now, I don't think his mic skills are such that he could do that. I think the only way they could make him a face now is to do a heel change. And they need to get him as a heel for a while. Maybe when Dean Ambrose comes back, they can have them doing a feud together against each other. I don't know. But I think something needs to be done to save his career, actually.
I was just about to say, when Dean Ambrose does come back, maybe if Dean is having problems in the ring, here comes Roman Reigns to make the save, and he's got a chair, and instead of hitting whoever the opponent is, he turns around and just smacks Dean right in the head. and then just puts it in. All he needs to do is throw the chair down, grab the mic, look at the camera and say, believe that, and then just walk off. Nothing
yeah,
else.
Yeah, do a mic drop.
Just walk off. Yep, just mic drop and walk off. That's it. And then you've got your heel right there.
Yeah.
And I think it would be good, but let's see what the WWE will do with Roman Reigns. Like I said, it's just been too much shoving down the throats of the fans, and they rejected him, just like The Rock, just like Dwayne Johnson. They rejected him. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well,
but,
okay, anything else you want to touch on today?
No, not really. I know that New Japan's taken off pretty well. Chris Jericho came back a while back, and I think I may have said this the last time, and he had the lips like the Smurf. I don't know what he was kissing or what he was eating that day before he got into the ring, but he looked like he looked like a zombie when he walked in. When he walked out, I was expecting from The Walking Dead, Rick Grimes come out there and shoot him and start yelling Carl every 5 minutes or something like that. I don't know, but it was just. Hopefully New Japan will take off a little bit more than it has. It's been kind of quiet lately with New Japan. I really don't have much to say about them. So, but
on Impact, you're going to be seeing Rich Swann. Remember, he got let go from the WWE after around the holidays. There was an allegation of domestic violence. I think they did not prosecute that. But what is interesting is, and I'm trying to remember the name of his wife, but his wife works for Impact, and right now she is probably going to become the Knockouts champion for Impact. And Yu Sung, I think, might be it, but she's a really good performer. And so Rich Swann will be there soon, and also I understand James Ellsworth will make at least one appearance with Impact Wrestling.
Well, he did one, and the fans were chanting, "Where's your chin? Where's your chin?" So I don't.
The one thing I remember about Ellsworth was when he made his first appearance in the WWE against Braun Strowman, and it was Memphis, Tennessee. And the what did they call it? There was a chant that began, "Is I'm embarrassing myself now." A chant that let's go. I'm drawing a blank now. I'm gonna have to.
I have
think
no
about
idea.
This one.
Yeah.
What? When you have a squash match, the squashee is called me. I can't remember. I'm gonna knock that out. I'll try to remember that later. But it was in Memphis, Tennessee, and that's why Vince kind of said, "Well, this guy has a connection with the crowd. Let's go." I can't remember, and that's why Vince kind of got the idea to use him a little bit. So,
Well, James Ellsworth, he reminds me of somebody that was on crack and meth too much, so and he lost his chin. Oh well, I don't know. I don't know. Who knows?
He looks like a turtle sometimes. They ought to put him in a turtle costume. That's what they ought to do and let him do his head
maybe
up and
he
down.
Was, maybe he was the turtle that I was trying to grab in Memphis, Tennessee that day. You never know.
Yeah, my man.
It could have been him.
And good luck with your knee and your shoulder, and happy birthday, too.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, man, you've been, as always, it's been a great episode of Turnbuckle Trad.
You want to take us out?
Well, Dave, it's just always a pleasure to talk to you. And guess what's an even bigger pleasure?
Going to be with your son?
No.
What's that?
Talk to you about professional wrestling.
Oh, well, thank you, man.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy!
Yeah!
Thanks for listening, and in the immortal words of Ric Flair,
woo! Hearing someone rake their fingers down a chalkboard and you're expecting to listen to it.
I was really disappointed. But all I did was said thank you for your consideration. I'll be contacted another time. So.
Boy, that's an original name. AJ Styles versus Shit Stain Nakamura.
Oh, yeah, the inconvenience of modern conveniences.
You know, I have only brothers, and so they were into wrestling, so I started watching at a very young age.
Ooh.
That just ticked me off, to be honest with you. So.
I would concur, Doctor.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. They better have, because me and them diapers, they get kind of heavy. 5 to 7 pounds, that's all them things will hold. There was tens of people there. Tens of people.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Thank you, Olivia Newton-John. And, you know, we say this as wrestling fans, but that's also, we are wrestling fans, and we're confused.
And he's just like his father, except for the weight.
People from Netflix are saying, oh, Dave and Zane, we'll write that down right now on our little legal pad.
And I could care less about y'all's dirty laundry. I don't care.
Again and again and again.
I love you.